Hey everyone, guess what? This is the next to the last section of the session of the Authority Blogging Project. I can't believe we're almost at the end. That's wild, right? So I initially said that I was going to go, that's better. This thing is just so huge on me. I initially said that I was going on vacation and I didn't know, and I would let you know. So we are not going on vacation yet, probably in October. So that gives us time to finish out this whole authority blogging thing. My lion was cold, so now he's better. So this gives us time to finish this out, because next week is the final week. And usually at the end of the sessions, what I usually do is we all come together and talk about what we've done and get questions asked. But since we're all kind of spread out, people working, people doing other stuff, people out of the country and all of that, I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the bonuses, especially the playbook and how to use the playbook. I mean, I know it should be like self-explanatory, but really nothing is self-explanatory that you do for someone else. You think it's self-explanatory. You go like, that's simple. Don't you know that? And it's not always that way, because there's one or two things that may seem out of place, don't understand, whatever. So I'm going to go through the whole playbook next week. And if you have questions between now and then, please just feel free to ask me in the Telegram group, because we want to get your blog started or make it better, whatever we need to do. Okay. So this week we are talking about podcasting. Let me share my screen. Oops. I didn't pull it up. I mean, I have it pulled up, but I didn't do the slideshow piece. Play from start. There we go. And now I think I can do it. Share screen. Yes, there it is. There's also a whiteboard here. I may do that next week, using the whiteboard and talking about it. So today we're talking about another way to amplify your blog, and that is through podcasting. And not podcasting like you're going to create a whole podcast and all that. We're podcasting your blog. John Lee Dumas says there's millions and millions of people that listen and love podcasts that didn't in 2012. So this was, I just love this quote. It was a long time ago. Almost 10 years ago. Wow, podcasting has been out there for a long time. But now we have YouTube that has a podcast session on it. We have people talking more and more and more about podcasts because they're pretty easy and simple to do. And how about turning your blog into a podcast that you actually promote using Alexa, and it's on Amazon. How about that? That's what we're talking about today. So let's get into this. So last week's assignment, what did we talk about last week? I can't even remember. It was YouTube. And hopefully you either set up your account on YouTube, or you are, you know, doing some more stuff that you need to do. And just, you know, I know y'all are going to catch up, and it doesn't matter if you do it while we're going through these sessions or afterwards. Just know that these sessions are here for you. They're going to be there. You have lifetime access as long as I'm around, and prayerfully, God is not going to take me out of here anytime soon. Everything will be up there for you to take advantage of. So today we're going to be talking about why podcast your blog and exactly how to podcast your blog, because you need a couple of things to do it, and then I'll have an assignment for you. So let's get into this. So basically, Apple has over 1 billion podcast subscriptions. Now, this was in 2019, so I know there's more than that, but just think, a billion is a lot, right? And 1 in 5 Americans make listening to podcasts a priority. And right now, you can listen to a podcast like anywhere, even in your car, because Apple Podcasts are now in vehicles all over the place. You know, in electric vehicles, they're in regular vehicles. They got these big screens, and you can listen. I hope you're not watching stuff, but you can listen and do whatever you really want to. You can find any kind of genre of podcast and listen to it. So if you can do it, that means that your audience can do it too. And you want to make listening to your podcast something that they are actually looking forward to. And it's very simple because they can listen to your podcast like in the car, on their phone, on their tablet, on their computer, on their desktop. It doesn't matter. So with all that access out there, you need to get into the podcasting game. And it is so easy and simple to do. And seriously, it is easy and simple. There's a couple of technical things you got to do, but for the most part, it's pretty simple. And if we get to the end of this, or you get to the end of this and you're like, oh my God, Carol, what are you talking about? You can cover that in your blogging, your blog strategy session that is free to you as part of this course. Okay, so the equipment that you're going to need is obviously your WordPress blog, the Amazon AI plugin, an Amazon S3 account, which is actually free for the first 12 months. And I think they give you two or three terabytes of storage. And then the Amazon Skills Blueprint. Amazon Skills Blueprint is a part of the Amazon, what do they call it, Ecosphere or whatever. And it's where you can go up and create almost like recipes and stuff where you can, where you can actually broadcast your blog as a podcast or turn it into a podcast. And so the first thing you're going to need, the plugin. Now it says Amazon Polly. This is a plugin you can download, but it doesn't exist anymore. They took it off the market, but they still have the blueprint and all of that stuff. But you know, your girl finds stuff when she needs stuff. So I'm in the homework, I'm going to have the plugin that this guy took and redid. Basically, when they took it off the market, I guess he was like, oh, hold up. No, we're not taking this off the market. We need it because they still have the blueprint stuff. And they still say in the blueprint, use Amazon Polly. So I don't know. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to bring it out again, but I just don't know when. But I'll have the actual plugin for you to upload to your website. And then Amazon Web Services, or Amazon S3, which stands for a simple storage solution. So if you go to Amazon.com, you click on Amazon S3, it looks like a lot of jibber jabber. It looks like something that's way over your head, but it's really not. So in our session that we're going to have, we'll go over installing that, setting that up. It's really very simple. You get a whole year free. I think they're still doing that. And then you get a whole year free. And then they give you, I think it's like I said, 2 or 3 terabytes worth of storage. And they don't charge you till after the 12 months. And even when they do start charging you, it's only like $5-6 a month for that much storage. Just think what you can do with that much storage. And I want you to pay attention when you're on the web and you're buying things and it gives you the link and then you have to download something. A lot of people use Amazon S3. It'll say AS3, I think, in the link. So if you look at where your stuff is coming from, a lot of people use it for a lot of different things. And it's even gotten more and more and more since I released this program in 2019. So here we go. So the first thing you're going to do is go to Amazon Blueprint. And when you go to Amazon Blueprint, you can create an Alexa skill. So Alexa is involved in this because she's the one that, oops, she's here. She's not saying anything. I want to make sure she didn't come up. You know how when you say Siri's name and she was like, yes, can I help you or whatever? Alexa will do the same thing. So we don't want to wake up, leave her asleep. So if you go to Amazon Alexa Blueprint, you can do a lot of stuff. I just circle where you can put your blog and turn it into a podcast, but there's a lot. Look, it says spiritual talks. There's a flash briefing. There are people who put their products up there. There's just a lot of things that you can do, and they make it seem really simple. It's a skill. So you pick a blueprint. We're going to pick the blog. You fill in the blanks, and then it posts, and then you use it. And that's all there is to it. So don't be afraid of it. If you want to go ahead and do it before we do our session, that's fine. But I want to cover it just so that you know what it is. And then this is how you turn your blog into a podcast. You install that Amazon Polly plugin, you write your blog post, you hit publish, and then you go to Amazon Alexa to hear it. It's really cool. I'm sorry, Alexa, stop. I knew she was going to say something. There she go. You go there to hear it. So it's really cool. It does it all by itself. It actually gives you an audio that is stored on Amazon S3, and then you can download it if you want. You can do anything you want to. You could take that audio and you could put it on iTunes or what are the other Spreaker, any of those podcasting platforms, and let it be your actual podcast if you want to. But basically here, it's allowing you to really help yourself and help others. And the reason I say help others is because it actually creates an audio and sticks it in the blog. You don't even have to do anything. It sticks it, you can put it on the top or you can put it on the bottom so that people can actually listen to it. All you gotta do is, it shows up as an audio thing. And all you gotta do is push the button and let it play. It's really cool. So this is what it looks like inside of the settings. So you can see on the left-hand side, it tells you the speed. I don't know why that says 150, but I think I just left it like that. The player position, you either don't show it or you show it on the bottom, you show it on the top. The label that accompanies it, listen to this article, you can change it. You know, listen now, you can say whatever you want. New post default means that every time I post, it automatically turns it into a audio version. And then it says autoplay, do not click that, because no one wants to go to your website and they're at work or something like that and the thing just starts playing. Just leave it so that people can just hit play themselves. So you see on the right side of the screen, this was a blog that I had on Unmarket Your Business. I have since pulled it down and moved that whole site under unmarketyourbusiness.com, because this was when I was trying to get things together. And you can see right there in the middle of your screen where it said, excuse me, where it says play, and you can hit the play button. You can subscribe to it. It's really, really cool. And how you help others with this, some people don't have screen readers. Some people use screen readers. Some people can't really look at the websites the way we do. You know, maybe they're hearing impaired, maybe they're visually impaired, could be anything really. You can help them out because you have this audio that's there on your site that they can click and listen to rather than having to read. And you can pick the voice that you want. You can pick a man, a woman, you can pick if they have an accent or not. It's really, really cool. And once you do it, it's really like set it and forget it. You don't have to do anything else to it. It's already done. All right. Now this is what happens to turn your blog into a podcast on, see that thing in the middle, on the Alexa thing. All right. So this is kind of a graphic of how it communicates. So, if you have an Alexa enabled device or on your phone, because I don't think you have to have an Android anymore. I think it will play on Apple as well. So that is how people listen to it. It can go to Amazon and it can listen to it, right? So on the side, you see over there, Amazon Polly, Amazon Translate, Amazon S3. So that's Amazon S3 is storing it. They are translating it. Amazon Polly helps to bring all this stuff together. And then the end game is that you have an audio that instead of reading, people listen to. And that's basically it. I don't know why they got that person at the end over there talking, because you don't talk. They, you know, they put the voice on there. It's just how WordPress, Amazon Alexa, and all of them work together. That's basically what it is. All right. And that's really, really simple. It's no, since there's, and I'm pretty sure that no one was coming on today because I talked to a couple of people, like I said, some people out of the country, all of that. So this is really, really quick, but you can go back and look this over, do the work, install the things I say. I'm going to put the links in the homework, and it's going to be awesome. So you're going to install the plugin, set up the plugin, set up the Amazon skill, and you don't really have to worry about Amazon S3 because it's just kind of automatic inside all of that. And then you turn it on, and then what happens every time you do a blog post, it auto magically recreates it as an audio or a podcast, and then it can be listened to using Amazon Alexa. But it's actually, since that's part of Amazon, it's actually on Amazon, right? Really, really awesome, right? That's all it is. I can't make it any more complicated than it is, any more simpler than it is, because that's it. All right. So that didn't take long at all. Now, if we had other people in here and you were asking questions, it would take longer. But since we don't, I'm just going to take advantage of this quickness and go back to doing the other stuff that I was doing today. And so that's kind of it. Now, I'm looking forward to talking next week. I'm hoping that more people can be on. If not, that's okay, because I'm going to go through and explain everything that you need to do to take advantage of using that playbook, so you can get your blogs set up, so you can get them out there, and so people can start listening to, reading, and being a part of your community, so you can start making money from your blog. Okay? All right. That's all I got for today. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you next week.